Governor Andrew Cuomo is expanding the list of New Yorkers who will be eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. He says on February 15th, people with comorbidities, as defined by the Centers for Disease Control, will be able to sign up for appointments. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, the governor also says that African Americans and Latinos are getting vaccinated at a lower rate than whites or Asians, and he wants to correct that.
Cuomo says now that three-quarters of all healthcare workers have received a vaccination, he will open up the list of those eligible to New Yorkers with comorbidities that the CDC says put people at an increased risk of severe illness or death from the virus. They include cancer, chronic kidney disease, COPD, heart conditions, type 1 and 2 diabetes, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and those who have had organ transplants or who have severe obesity. Several categories of essential workers, including police, firefighters, and teachers, and New Yorkers over the age of 65, are already eligible for the vaccine.
Comorbidities and age are the major factors in COVID mortality. And just hear this one number, 94% of the people who die from COVID are people with comorbidities or other underlying conditions, 94%.
Cuomo says for now, only county health departments will administer vaccines for those with underlying conditions. They won't be available at several large state-run sites. Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, a Democrat from Albany, wrote a letter to Cuomo, along with two of her assembly colleagues, asking for those with comorbidities to be included. Fahey says the governor's decision is a positive step, but it comes very late. She says the CDC authorized those with underlying conditions to become eligible for vaccines at the same time that those 65 and older qualified, on January 12th, nearly a month ago. And she says she was struck by the statistics released by Cuomo that showed 94% of those who died of the virus had comorbidities.
That is the exact population that has been so severely impacted. That's where the deaths are coming from. They should have been 1AAA, not just 1A, and we shouldn't be waiting a month when we did the 65-year-olds overnight.
Fahey says she knows that there is a chronic vaccine shortage in New York and the nation, with the state getting just 300,000 doses a week from the federal government to vaccinate the 7 million or so adults already eligible. But she says other states allow people to pre-register with their state or local government and then be contacted later when a vaccine is ready for them. In New York, it's up to individuals to compete with one another to gain appointments, often spending hours on the computer dealing with websites that frequently crash.
This is the worst Hunger Games situation I have probably ever seen in my public life.
Cuomo also released demographic data from vaccination sites that show African American and Latino New Yorkers are receiving the vaccine at a much lower rate than our white or Asian American people in the state. He attributes the discrepancy to a greater amount of vaccine hesitancy among those groups, as well as a lack of easy access. To try to correct that, Cuomo is partnering with New York City and the New York Yankees. They'll open Yankee Stadium as a mass vaccination site. Only residents of the Bronx are eligible. Nearly half of the people in the borough are Hispanic and over one-third are Black. Former Yankees pitcher Mariano Rivera appeared virtually with other team officials to promote the site.
This is about saving lives. This is greater than baseball.
The governor also on Thursday expanded vaccine eligibility to another group. The 175 or so prison inmates over age 65 will also be given vaccines. That decision came after a group filed a lawsuit demanding that the prisoners be vaccinated since they qualify under CDC rules for people living in congregate settings. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.